Okay, greetings. We're going to get started. This is Accountability and Transparency Review Team 2, meeting with ASO in Buenos Aires. Welcome to everyone in the room. Welcome to everybody online. John, I guess I'll direct it to you. Where's Louis? Oh, Louis, I'm sorry. Louis. I'll direct it to you in a minute, but just to tee up where we are in our process, we have a draft report out that's out for comment. Comment period ends tomorrow. Reply comment period will follow and closes on December 13th. So if the ASO has any comments, if you get them in by the 13th, that would be very welcome. Purpose for us today is to listen to you reacting to the draft report and recommendations that we've put out. Essentially, we're looking for are any of these recommendations on target? In particular, resonating well with you, and are any of them off target? And if you think so, please tell us why. We have an opportunity to make modifications to the final report and recommendations before we provide it to the board on December 31st. So these are very important inputs. And with that, really going to turn the floor over to you to hear from you and the members of what your reactions are.
Thank you, Brian. This is Louis Lee, Louis Lee, and wearing Louis's hat. I'm the chair of the ASO Address Council, and I might note that with us also is the chair of the ASO, Paul Wilson. Okay.
Careful. Oh, that was a pass, wasn't it?
That was the football being passed.
All right. You'll see more too. I'll just briefly say, yes, I'm the chair of the NRO EC. The NRO is the five RIRs working together, and the five senior executives form the EC, and the chair rotates, and it's my pleasure this year to have been doing that. As for the ATRT, I'm going to pass it on to John Curran.
Okay. And I'm John Curran, and I happen to be the stuckey for this particular round of engagement, so I'm the one who gets to read the ATRT2 draft report. And I did, and it's a hefty document. Congratulations. My questions would be along the line of, when I looked through and tried to find aspects that might be applicable to the ASO, I didn't see any specifically applicable to the ASO. I did see one that could be read as interpreted as applicable to the ASO. And so the only one I found was a statement in general regarding supporting organizations, that supporting organizations should be encouraged to look at the SSR review team recommendation to look at best practices and consider best practices in the scope of SSR, obviously, for their activities. And I guess I'm interested in what the review team, since it said all supporting organizations, and that would include the ASO, I'm sort of wondering if there's any more context for that on how we would apply them. And then I want to make sure, did I miss anything in the 200-plus page document that might also apply to the ASO?
David.
I'm trying to recall the context was to try to put in to try to encourage the deployment of best practices within the various communities associated with the SOs. I don't want to say the target, but sort of the idea was primarily oriented towards known best practices associated with, for example, the operation of DNS servers in the context of like the CCNSO or the GTLDs. But similar best practices could also be applied in the context of ASO and its constituent members, presumably. But the idea, again, is to encourage sort of the codification of those best practices within the context of the supporting organizations to try to encourage sort of improved identifier hygiene, I guess would be a way of sort of characterizing it.
So if I could follow up, I know that the SSR review team, there was work in what best practices are, but I didn't know if they ever got to a final list of what those are. And I guess the reason I ask is because obviously it would be the type of thing that the ASO could take in and look at and say, if these are the best practices for DNS, for identifiers and making sure the identifiers are legible and accurate, that would be a great thing for us to give to the ASO and say, is this applicable? Is there a global policy here that should be done? But last time I checked, I couldn't find that best practice document. It was something that I think in the report says staff to write, or did I misunderstand that?
My recollection, which is notably faulty this week, was that the idea was to encourage the development of the best current practices applicable to the particular SO. So not the idea wasn't that each SO would look at, you know, others' SOs, each SO would look at the other SO's best practices and comment on those or provide input on those. But it was the idea was that each SO, for whatever context they're operating in, would have a need that has practices, and to encourage the development and implementation of those best practices within their SO context. Did that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
So I guess in order that we don't have, in the case of the ASO, sort of attempting to operate in a field that it's not, doesn't have as much discussion as what's going on in the DNS side. I think, so it's the SSR review recommendation 13, ICANN should encourage all supporting organizations to develop and publish SSR-related best practices. And that was sort of picked up by the ATRT too. I guess what I'm thinking is that it might be good if this draft report from ATRT2 says exactly what it says, only suggests a serial process, meaning once there's an outcome on the DNS side, that make it to the ASO side as an input. Because trying to run both of these in parallel, we kick off a discussion without a basis of input.
I appreciate the input. We'll take that internally and massage it as necessary.
Okay, thank you. So, any other reactions to any other aspects of the report itself?
I guess I would just ask again, as John did, about whether there is any expectations that you have of a response from us to something that we might apply to us that we might have missed, or that might apply generally, and you're expecting a response from us. I mean, we've got a couple of weeks left to give you a formal response, and we do have a chance here at this meeting for the five of the RIRs, as we are meeting together, to discuss amongst ourselves in a way that we haven't had the chance so far.
This
is the opportunity. Thank you.
Sure, well appreciated. Honestly, it's great that, you know, as John picked up on the one that he felt was directly relevant to the ASO and that type of feedback, which can help us massage or edit the recommendation to make it more precise, is exactly what we're looking for. At the same time, recommendations on measuring improvement in the board's performance, you know, I think that's relevant to all of us. You know, public comment processes. We have recommendations on GAC transparency in its working methods. And also we have recommendations on financial accountability at ICANN, which we've gotten some good feedback on, both from the board and other parts of the community. But, you know, all of these, I think, are important to all of us. And whatever feedback you had now is fine. If you wanted to take advantage of the public comment period and provide written input, that's fine as well. The only thing we would ask, and we know how tasked most folks are in the community, is if you're going to go that route, as soon as you can get them in, we have to publish, hand this to the board on December 31st, and we've got a very brief window in mid-December to take on board inputs, adjust or edit any recommendations accordingly, and reflect in the report where we got the inputs from as a matter of transparency. So as soon as you could would be the request. John.
I will take another pass, but I want to say in general, it's important to recognize that a lot of even areas like financial accountability and board accountability, the data points that people make those judgments are involving other processes and are involving, for example, our ASO global review policy and how the board interacts with that. In our interactions with the board, they've been responsive and timely, and so we're not really in a situation to judge how the board's been dealing with other constituencies very well. It's just not our primary focus. But obviously, it's great that you guys are keeping track of all that.
Thank you. Louis?
Thanks, Louis Lee. I do see that in 13.3, you have a note saying that the ATRT2 is also considering generalizing the fourth bulleted item to facilitate having such volunteers in all areas and not just the GNSO PDP. I'll go back and read 13.3 and jump right to bullet 4. The board and the GNSO should charter a strategic initiative addressing the need of ensuring global participation in GNSO PGP, it should be PDP there, as well as other GNSO processes. The focus should be on the viability and methodology of having equitable participation from, and the fourth bullet is, those with a vital interest in GTLD policy issues, but who lack the financial support of industry players. So it looks like you're asking for feedback on whether to generalize that to cover more SOs and ACs for more cross-constituency participation, whether it be active or in-person type, with financial support to back that up.
Yeah, and the footnote is really this came up in the context of the PDP, the GNSO PDP, and what we're saying is beyond the PDP processes, should we be expanding that recommendation for support for volunteer participation? That really is the question. So if you have specific thoughts there.
This will not be the view of the ASO or the Address Council, okay. My personal viewpoint. We've started some effort already in reaching out directly to the RALOs, and specifically Aaron already did a fellowship program in which a NARALO person was supported for participation in person at our last Aaron meeting. So there is already engagement bilaterally. I'm considering working with Olivier to work on a joint letter to, and this is a surprise to everybody, by the way. I have not vetted this with anyone. To see if maybe the ICANN board would be willing, or ICANN staff would be willing to support a fellowship program with tighter requirements and maybe a little bit of reporting so we can measure how successful a joint fellowship program might be. So it might actually fall under your recommendation to where ICANN would support that kind of cross-constituency participation activity, but I wasn't thinking of focusing on more than just NARALO, or more than just the RALOs and ALACs yet.
Question. In the support for the person from RALO to attend the Aaron meeting, did that come from ASO's funding, or was that a specific request to ICANN that was funded through ICANN? Because we've seen that in other instances.
Mm-hmm. I believe it was directly from Aaron itself and not the ASO organization. But that isn't to say that the other RIRs are not doing the same with the other RALOs and ALAC members.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, On that particular note, I think what can be good to to look at is how to the fellowship will work the other way around. For us as RIR, we conduct most of our activity during our meeting, which happened originally, which means participation from ICANN constituency to what we do will be more efficient if they come to the regional meeting. Now, the other way around, bringing people from our community to ICANN event is another aspect of this, and how relevant is it for them? Because contrary to many other constituencies who conduct their business at ICANN meeting for the RIR community, it happened at the regional level. So how the fellowship program can cross-expose those two way of participation could be something to look at, particularly to the ASO, in the ASO framework.
I might add that the current ICANN fellowship program supports people who end up getting exposed to the DNS side and not to the number side policy development.
Yeah, no, I suggest that's a good point that ADL makes, and is something that we could note in our response in case it is assumed that this should automatically apply to the ASO. So I think you can expect that.
Thank you. That's very helpful. Anything else?
This is Alan Barrett, member of the ASO-AC. I was impressed at the amount of work that seems to have gone into this, but I have two small comments, almost of a typographical nature, that I think would make the document easier to understand. So, for example, I look at your Section 12. The heading is Assessment of ATR T2 Recommendation 21. And this is a pattern that goes throughout the document. The headings don't really tell me very much about what's going to be in there. What is ATR T2 Recommendation 21? So if you could find a way to put a few words of summary of what's really going on into that heading, that would be helpful. And then, so your subheadings, if you could number them, I think that would also help. So underneath 12, you have some subheadings. There's findings of ATR T1, there's recommendations, there's summary of ICANN's assessments. If you could number those like 12.1, 12.2, 12.3, I think that would be helpful. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. We appreciate that, and we do realize that it's not the easiest document, and we've gotten feedback that we really need to put it into more plain language, clearer English to be translated, so that will be. Those are useful comments, and we'll take them on board. Thank you. Any other inputs, observations? I don't think anybody minds having a shorter meeting than planned.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Well, the comment period is open until December 13th. Please get your comments in. We very much appreciate your time, and thank you again.